something in my belly just goes, oh, I'm happy to exist.
Are you? I don't care.
Welcome back to Podcast the Hero.
One Fritzy of us really cares about existing. The other one of us could give a shit.
Yeah, Fritzy doesn't care if I exist.
I don't. I care if I exist.
Of course.
Because I really like being.
Yeah. So we watched a show. But before we talk about that show, I want to say, I want to talk about our sponsor.
You do?
You ever get a fucking... You ever look down in the turlet after you've had a little poop and see a couple corn nuggets looking back at you and wonder, wow, that doesn't digest very well. That's just like our sponsor today, the Corn Bot. He goes into the Discord, and if you ask him a question, he's probably got an answer. Designed by Zach, the corn man himself. It's an incredible thing. And that's it.
What if those little corns in the turlet all of a sudden sprouted little mechanical arms and legs?
I wouldn't like that.
You wouldn't?
Yeah.
Would that freak you out?
My friend Chris was once saying, he was like, no matter how well I chew my corn, it always shows up whole. Why is that? And I'm like, well, it's not showing up whole. It's all chewed up and shit. You're just seeing little yellow bits. You're not seeing full kernels of corn.
Full ears of corn.
Yeah. Is there something wrong with you?
Yeah, there probably is. Well, no, but I mean, sometimes like if you eat like a chili, like it's not really a chili, but like a soup that has corn kernels in it.
Sure, you don't chew those very well.
You're not chewing those. Those are just coming right out the other end, full whole corns.
Because you don't chew soup.
No. It'd be weird if you chewed soup.
I'm going to try
to chew. If you have to chew the soup, does that mean it's more of a stew?
Probably. Okay. If your soup is so thick. Well, you know what? Chicken noodle soup.
You chew the noodles, don't you?
I guess you just slurp them
right down the gullet.
I made some chicken noodle soup from scratch the other day, like homemade chicken noodle soup, and it had like those kind of bow tie pastas in it.
Yeah.
There was actually very few little liquid. There wasn't very much liquid to it. It was more of a stew.
It was just a pasta dish.
It was pretty good.
This podcast is also brought to you by our patrons on Patreon.
Mm-hmm. And if you'd like to be one of those patrons, go to patreon.com/podcasttheHero.
Look at that.
I'm a fucking pro, dude. I'm a pro.
Fucking pro. Source the Odd. Rob the Anti-Human.
Oh, Rob. Love him to pieces.
Josh. Peggy Thrill. Green Street. Davey. And my actual mom signed up. Fi. Yes, she did. AE Common Thread, Evan, Zane, Rody Loves My Dink.
And I do.
Robert, Worf's Parenting Skills.
Oh, on Alexander Rozhenko.
Yeah. Deconomus, Mushy, Zach, Kane, The First Dan, KH Pandas, Cornman, Jeff. I should say Jeffrey. He has it as Jeffrey. Mason, TBJ, Anthony, Yuri, Nick, Fruit, Punch Samurai, Ashwin, and High Tops. And I should say, Ashwin is the one who recommended this in the Patreon.
Mm-hmm. So take that, Patreon, take that all the way to the bank, because you can recommend things and we'll do them.
Yeah, within reason.
Yeah, we're not going to take a life.
Do like weird stuff. We're not going to do like foot stuff.
Well, we'll do foot stuff.
We've only done foot stuff once.
Yeah, well. And I actually threw away the couch that you did your foot stuff on.
Did you?
Yeah.
Just because of that?
Mostly, yes.
Did you have to refloor your entire house?
No, but I had to vacuum.
Ugh. Yeah, my feet do shed a lot.
No, the couch itself was shedding, so I got rid of it.
Skin all over the place. I have like really flaky feet.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
So what did we watch?
We watched Tales from the Crypt, the very first episode.
Now, I feel like our younger viewers / listeners have no idea what Tales from the Crypt is.
You know what? I didn't have a very good idea of what it was either. I had watched some of the movies that were branded Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of the cartoon. I was aware of the comic books. I don't know that I fully realized it was like a live action TV show from the 80s.
Yeah. And it was on HBO.
Mm-hmm. It had to be.
Yeah. And in the 80s and early 90s, this show was like, I feel like this was like the most metal show, this and like Headbangers Ball on MTV.
What about that was cartoon like the most heavy metal?
Was that out at that point?
I don't know. I've never seen it. I've just seen the pictures. It looks pretty heavy metal.
But like this, and also like boobs.
Mm-hmm. That's when I was watching it, like I was like, okay, so this was a TV show. And then at one point the guy in it used the word pussy.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's wild that they're saying the word pussy in this, like on a TV show. And then all of a sudden it was like, fuck this, fuck that, shit, shit, shit. And I was like, okay, so I don't know where they aired this. And then there was fucking boobies flying around. And I was like, it's got to be fucking HBO or something like that. Because this is wackadoo, dude.
And it was this and Red Shoe Diaries.
Oh, David Duchovny.
If you were HBO subscribers, that was like, mom and dad already went to bed and I'm staying up late to watch something. And it's past 11 o'clock on HBO. I wonder if Red Shoe Diaries is on or Real Sex.
Hmm. Now in Canada, we didn't have HBO, but we had a channel that would play HBO stuff. It's on my finger.
What did you do?
It's a little dinner.
Good old extra soup.
That channel was called Showcase. I don't know like what they played. I remember they played the show Oz. They definitely played Red Shoe Diaries, and it was very similar sort of thing where you're going like, or being young and like putting on Red Shoe Diaries and being like, I might see a titty, but unfortunately, I have to sit through the Red Shoe Diaries in order to do it.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was that. There was also like Cinemax at night, late at night, you know, the famous Skinemax, because they would always play like the B, like sort of B movie. It's not quite soft porn, but it's like basically just a lot of boobs.
I mean, how could it not be soft porn? Like, I guess what is soft porn? Like, there's no penetration. Yeah, like, it's just kissing with their boobs out?
Yeah, it's basically that.
Like, I feel like the further we get away from softcore porn's, like, existence, the more I forget what it was.
Yeah, basically just was no wieners.
You showed choo-choos?
No, none of that. Like, no below the waist stuff, but they did show, like, people in the act of doing things to each other. They just, like, didn't show any of the stuff.
Like, zero penetration.
Yeah, zero any of that, yeah.
Who was watching that? Like, who?
Kidding me? I mean, I was 12 years old.
Yeah, children. Okay, children.
Yep, exactly. Like, who it's intended for, children.
That is probably who it's intended for. Like, can you imagine being an adult being like, well, I don't want to see any penetration.
It's the near beer of adult films.
Yeah, just like, that is for kids that have stumbled upon it.
It's made just to get kids into it so that when they see the real stuff, the XXX stuff, that they're well prepared for it.
Yeah, it's like, you know, they're
it's like training
just
wheels.
Like weaning them onto
yeah.
the hardcore stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Start the addiction early. It's like that's smoking.
Ridiculous, dude.
So we watched this episode, Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah, the very first
episode. The very first one. It's called The Man Who Was Death.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for people who haven't seen it, the show is a lot like sort of the old Saturday afternoon matinees that they used to do, like where it was like Vampire Bill would introduce the Saturday afternoon matinee on TV, and it like you'd have this little introduction thing with a guy talking about it, and in this case, it's the Crypt Keeper is your mm-hmm. host for every episode,
and
he
awesome.
Starts and ends every episode. And a Crypt Keeper he's a skeleton guy.
He's not a skeleton.
Kinda.
He's a corpse.
Okay. Same diff.
He's
a skeleton with a little bit of skin left on him.
Yeah, he's a dead guy. Gross. He's also like fucking like 2 feet tall.
Yeah, he's animatronic.
Is he animatronic? Okay.
I think so. Or a puppeted. He's a puppet of some kind.
At the end of the episode, he flat out has human arms.
Well, that's fun.
Like someone just had their arms out, just going like, oh.
Well, he kept pulling that lever.
Yeah,
we'll
exactly.
We'll get to that, though. We'll get to that. So the man whose death, first of all, the Crypt Keeper is sitting next to a bug zapper for some reason. I don't know why. And it's zapping the mosquitoes or whatever, flies. And he gets really bummed out that presumably it's his bug zapper, right?
Yeah.
Like it's in his thing. Like he's hanging out in his little throne.
In his crypt.
Yeah. And he's got a bug zapper, and then he's getting real sad about zapping all the bugs because he's like, I remember when they were cute little maggots. It's like, then so why do you have the thing? So he introduces the episode, and the music starts, and it is fucked. It's like a fucked up country version of circus music.
That's a good description for it.
And then I noticed that it was all the music for that episode was done by Ry Cooder, who has the silliest name.
Yeah, it's really close to Dry Cooter.
Right. Cooter is not a good word.
It just means woman's genitals, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, sure just like any. It's a, like a, I don't know. Like
it's cute.
It feels crass.
Oh no, my little cooter. I got peanut butter in my little cooter.
So Ry Cooder was named by Rolling Stone in 2003 the mm-hmm. eighth best guitar player of all time.
What?
Gibson in 2011 named him the 32nd best guitar player of all time. He has won 6 Grammy Awards. He has played with Neil Young, The Monkees, The Rolling Stones, The Doobie Brothers, Eric Clapton, John Lee Hooker.
Hooker and Cooter.
Hooker and Cooter.
So he's like a session guy.
He was a session guy for a long time, but he also was like, had a bunch of solo records and stuff. He's very, well known for slide guitar, apparently.
Okay.
And it was a name I recognized when I was watching the opening credits, and I was like, wait a minute, Ry Cooder? Is that the guy I'm thinking of? And I looked him up, and I was like, how the fuck did this show get like a 6-time Grammy Award winner to fucking write the music for it?
You were thinking, wait, I've seen a Dry Cooter before.
Every single one. I don't know if that says something about them or something about me.
It's them, Fritzy. Ooh, Fritzy couldn't turn you on? You're the problem.
Executive producers of this series, Richard Donner, Twilight Zone, Superman, The Omen, The Goonies, The Toy, Lethal Weapon, Scrooged.
Great movie.
Yeah. This dude made a the bunch best, of great flicks.
The best stuff from the 80s.
Yeah, for sure. And then Robert Zemeckis.
Yeah.
Like, right, on. Back to the Future, Roger Rabbit, Forrest Gump. Like, Robert Zemeckis has made a ton of fucking stuff.
I feel like he's involved with, like, the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, like all that fucking shit.
Home Alone, I want to say.
Probably.
But I'm just making stuff up, though.
But probably. But
I feel like it's true.
Yeah. I feel like Richard Donner and Robert Zemeckis had their hands in just about everything during that time.
Yeah.
So right off the bat, you know, this is sort of, there is a lot behind this series. Mm-hmm. You're introduced to the main character, who has got this great sort of Southern accent. And then it sort of, you hear his voice before you see his face,
but you know who he is.
You know, because you know the voice, and then you see his face, yeah, and you go, yes, that guy. And
you don't go, know wait. His name, but he's been in everything that you've yeah. ever fucking seen.
Right. And then when you see him, and you go, wait, I know he's the one dude from Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
Right? He's also been in, like, Deep Space Nine, and mm-hmm. he was Death in Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Yeah.
Who I think also, like, Donner and Zemeckis had a big part of Bill and Ted. So the actor's name is William Sadler. If you don't know him, look him up and you'll see his face and you go, oh yeah, I know exactly who you're talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah. I've seen this guy play small roles in everything I love.
Yes, exactly.
This is the first time I've ever seen him, I think, as a main character.
Yeah.
And he's fantastic.
Yeah, he's great.
I don't know why he isn't in more stuff as the main character.
And the first thing, so he's talking about his job, and he is the executioner in the state of Arkansas, and they're about to put somebody to death. The guy shot his boss and accidentally shot one of the secretaries. Mm-hmm. The thing that made me think of was, we generally don't call people secretaries anymore.
No, it's frowned upon.
They're either receptionists or administrative assistants or whatever, right? So that got me thinking about the the cabinet of the president. Like the Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, those types of roles in the U.S. government. And I wonder, should we start calling them the Administrative Assistant of State, Administrative Assistant of Defense?
Long reach for a pretty good joke.
Yeah, well, there you go. All I'm saying is I took the note because that's what happened in my brain. They're going to execute this guy. And the big thing is crapping your pants.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're going to put this guy in the electric chair. And he talks about not wanting to crap your pants, but everybody craps their pants.
Yeah. Can I say, before we get too deep here, I watched it with Cage.
Oh, no.
And when I got to the end, I was like, and she was like, so what did you think? And I was like, nothing. And she was like, she had amazing thoughts.
Lots of them.
Yeah. She very much enjoyed it. I liked it as well. But like, also, like, at the end, I was like, yep, good.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, let's think about this, and had like amazing points. And thus, anything even remotely intelligent I have to say about this beyond just the description of what happened is just me echoing something that Caitlin has said.
Okay. That's okay. Fair.
I will do my best to credit her throughout here. However, should I accidentally say something somewhat intelligent and not credit her? Just know that it is not my original idea.
It's very early on that we find out that the main character, his name is Luther.
Vandross, I believe.
No, Niles.
Oh, right. That's right.
Niles is his name. He is twisted. This is a twisted dude. He says, you know, a lot of guys in this job don't want to look the inmate in the eye before they do it. I love it.
It might spook them or something like that.
He likes
it. And then it shows him doing it, and he gives him a good hard look before he dies. And it's like.
Yeah. And okay. He says that the inmate doesn't feel it, right? It happens so fast
going fries through your brain and
so quickly that you don't feel it. And then he says, I hate to think that they don't feel a thing. I hate to think that. Like, that's a pretty fucked up outlook.
He's about justice, baby.
Yeah, he is really.
He also mentions that he's like, they always come in screaming that the governor's going to call, but not once in 12 years has the governor called.
Yeah. And he's like, I think they're going to get a reprieve and just wait a few more seconds and it'll be okay. I know
the governor's not going to call from experience.
Yeah. So the next thing we know, he's sitting in front of the warden at the prison. And he's getting laid off. The legislature. Well,
he's
at
the bar and he hears a newscaster being like, they've pushed through some new legislation that's saying that execution is no longer going to be fucking a thing in this state that we're in, whatever state it is. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. And then the legislation passes and he's out of a job.
Yeah.
And he's like, well,
just do something else here or whatever. And they're like, no, we got someone else. They think the prisoners fucking wouldn't really like having you around, which is, I think, kind of fair.
True. I love it. Wonderful sound effect.
Egg all the time. It signifies nothing.
So now he is at the bar. Back at the bar, talking with his good pal.
Bartender, who also seems like a fucking perv.
Yes. Who is also in Bogus Journey and Deep Space Nine.
Oh, he is.
He is. The actor's name is Roy Brocksmith. And is another one of those guys that when you see him, you go, I've seen that guy in a lot of things.
I didn't recognize
him. He's just a character actor-y guy. And Niles is talking about that they should televise executions.
Mm-hmm.
The best ratings in the world. And they are both convinced that it would be a much better deterrent. It already is a deterrent, but it would be even better if everybody had to see these people get fried.
Yeah. And he's like, everybody would love it, dude.
Yeah.
He's like, the other networks would just start killing people just to compete.
Yeah. And it's true. He's 100% right. If they started showing executions on television, it would be the highest rated thing on TV. Because humanity, and I don't know why, but humanity has a sick sort of fetish with death.
And sex.
Sex and death?
Sex and death.
But I feel like especially in America, in the US, we have a large population of people who just like really fetishize the death of other people in violent ways.
I think
not just death is
fetishized everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's part of the human condition. It's the reason why horror exists.
Yeah. But right? Like, so I feel like there are these voyeuristic people. They're probably everywhere that just like, you feel like they are like, man, I wish somebody would break into my house so I could kill them.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
I feel like that would be a more common sentiment shared amongst the world if we had loose gun laws universally.
Yeah.
You know,
like, but that's a very American thing. You have a lot of people who are just like, I dare you. I dare these people to come in. Yeah. I'll shoot them. I'll kill them.
Yeah.
Just, you know, a lot of people who like to like play army or play cop, like to dress up in military.
That's why militias exist.
Carry weapons around. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So then for some reason, he's in a courtroom hanging out.
Yeah. It flips around. You know what? They're 20-minute episodes, so it's got to flip around a little quick.
Yeah.
And I thought it did a very good job of telling a complete story very quickly, though at times it was a little jarring because it had to flip around a bit.
So he's in the courtroom on a murder trial of a guy, a biker, who is freed on a technicality.
And I got to say, he's not a very handsome man.
No.
They picked a really good actor for it.
Mimi Kennedy, who you would know. She's an actress. You'd know her from the television program Mom with Anna Faris. She was also in one of my all-time favorite movies, Pump Up the Volume, with Christian Slater. 10 Things I Hate
About You.
Huh?
Nothing. What? Is she the mom in Mom?
No, she's the, she's like the AA sponsor lady.
I've never seen that show. I saw commercials for it. It looked fucking unwatchable.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah.
She spits on him because he killed her brother.
Mm.
And then he uses a homophobic slur, which that's super jarring in today's world.
Yeah, but like in the 80s and 90s, I feel like you could say that on TV and like people just be like, yep.
Yeah.
And it's like, it is incredibly jarring. I think at the time it might have been.
Yeah.
So at the time this was made, jargon that no it wasn't.
Deal. Yeah.
You know, like I'm not saying that it wasn't bad because it's always been the same level of bad, which is like unacceptable, but it was fucking more accepted by your general population at that point to just be like, yep, that's just a word they say.
Yep.
It means gay, but it's like, it means so much worse than gay. It's a fucking hate term.
Yeah. So then Niles goes sort of on a rant about big city lawyers and computers and time clocks.
Yeah.
Like the time clocks are like the super modern thing.
That's right.
Sort of pining for the good old days.
Despite the fact that he's like, I'm a country boy, but I love the city. Which is like a hilarious thing. Weird. Cage had an excellent observation. You know, we're obviously going into the part where he is going to seek vigilante justice. It becomes just pretty clear at this point.
Right.
And it's done in a very noir style. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
He's Batman, dude.
Like, kinda he's not,
he is Batman, but it's like Batman is widely viewed as a good thing. Whereas like right from the outset, you do not like this guy.
Yeah.
Cause he's a fucking pervert for justice.
Yeah.
And so is Batman.
Yeah.
Batman sucks.
Oh, Batman is, he is
a pervert. A pervert for justice.
That's a good way to explain him.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's not a good dude.
No.
The way he sets up his vigilanteism in this case is pretty clever.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he knows where this guy is going to go, back to his biker gang lair.
Yeah.
And there's a big metal fence that he's got to open. He's got to unlock it and open it up. And this big gate. And so he electrifies the gate.
Yeah.
The guy goes to stick his key in the lock and... right? Zap. And he kills the dude.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sees it on the news.
Yep.
And he's like, that's sweet.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't have like a wild reaction to it or nothing like that. There's no time. But you know...
He's feeling good.
He's getting his jollies.
Yeah. He's, his tight pants got a little tighter.
Yeah. In the front.
And then we go back to another courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a couple who are sitting at the defendant's table. And they are acquitted of the murder of the guy's former wife.
Yes.
And the deal was he had killed her to get her money and then run off with the hot younger babe.
But like, they don't say that.
No.
Right off the hop. It's just implied. They get away with it for whatever reason. And the reason is not implicitly stated, but he knows better because he's justice, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So, and he is always, he's prepared ahead of time.
Yeah.
Right?
He's horny. He's horny for justice.
Yeah. So, like, he knew that biker guy was going to be, the James Flood, the biker guy, was going to go to this place, and he had it all rigged up, ready to go. Mm-hmm. And in the case of this carny fella... he knew he was going, with his lady to the hot tub.
Well, what do you do after a huge court win after you murder someone and got away with it?
You go get some champagne, get naked in a hot tub.
That's right.
And, he's got weird underwater sex
and probably get an infection of some kind.
Hot tubs are just full of
bromine,
horrible bacteria. It's gross.
Yes.
Do you guys have hot tub gardens in Canada?
Fucking excuse me.
Hot tub gardens. It's like a, they're like a place you can go and rent a hot tub by the hour. You get your own private room with a hot tub in it for an hour.
Anything you can rent by the hour is for sex.
Yeah, it is.
I know.
And I hate so it. I can't imagine that anyone. Like, that can't be clean.
No, of course not.
So why would you go in there? It's real gross.
We don't have those in Canada.
We have
one. But so they're in their hot tub. They're fucking drinking their champagne, getting ready to spill their juices.
Yeah.
And dude steps out of the shadows. And they're immediately, like, terrified.
Well, yeah.
But I mean, I guess they would be like, they're probably in his house. They're indoors for some reason. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how many indoor fucking hot tubs do you see, but
well, he's super rich. He got all his ex-wife's money.
True. And, they fucking, they're like, I've got $200 and don't hurt us. And he's like, I don't want your money. And then all of a sudden she starts confessing.
Yeah.
Right. And she's like, you know, I didn't want to do it. I didn't think he was actually going to do it. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Then he kills him. How's he killed him? He throws something in the hot tub.
He hits like a little, he hits a little remote control that he's got in his hand. So he had had this rigged up ahead of time.
Yeah.
And it zapped him to death.
That seems overkill. Like, he went through all, like, he probably had to empty the hot tub.
Yep.
To rig it up and fucking refill it up, put the chemicals in, get it balance
the pH balance. The
chemicals. And then, like, he could have just thrown a fucking toaster in there or something, you know? Right. Like,
well, that's what I was watching, going like, how is he going to do this? Is he going to like throw a toaster in there? Literally? Like, what is he going to do? And then he just pulls out this little thing and goes, yeah, doink.
Yeah. And they went, you know what? Like, it was, I actually found her acting in that, her dying acting, where she was like, her face was like almost covered by the water. And she was like acting like she was getting fucking electrocuted. I thought that was extremely effective acting. It disturbed me, actually, yeah.
Well, good.
Good.
I'm glad that you enjoyed it.
I didn't say that.
You did. You said it was awesome watching this woman die, and it was so realistic.
Genuinely disturbed me a little.
It was so realistic that it pushed every wonderful button in my dark, dirty heart.
Yeah.
So then I don't know why, but he's now in a strip club.
So here's the thing that you miss.
Okay.
Cage and I rewound because there is a little fucking newspaper on the ground and he steps on it and it's like flashed, but you got to read the headline and it's like go-go dancer gets acquitted on murder of some fucking thing. Right. So it's like another person that has been found innocent.
Yeah.
But it's like really quick. And there's also some headline about a punk show on there, which Cage and I both found very distracting. Like, we're just like, what did that thing say? But we rewound a couple of times because all of a sudden he's in this strip club, right? Yeah. And you're like, what's he doing? Like, where's the fucking context?
Yeah.
It was on that newspaper.
Okay. Good.
It was very quick.
This is the point where I'm, by the way, I was watching this on YouTube.
Myself as well.
And then there were strippers and they were topless. Mm-hmm. And I went,
and boobies were different in the '80s.
Yeah, for sure.
They were just more natural.
Yeah. Also the shapes of bras probably were different.
Yeah.
And that, you know.
You know what? Everyone's beautiful and their bodies are their business.
Yeah. I'm pro everybody.
I'm pro every booby.
Yeah, me too. I think they're all great.
I like your boobies.
Yeah, mine are awesome. I like
my boobies.
Though I thought at the time I went, I don't think you're supposed to show boobs on YouTube. And then I thought,
that's true.
And then I thought, are we obligated to report this?
If anyone out there listening to this even fucking thinks for a second about reporting that, I have a young son with unfettered access to YouTube, and even that I will not consider for a second. This is art. It's art. Don't deprive the world of it, you fucking masochists.
So he's explaining at this point. He's in the strip club and he's explaining that he's going to kill the go-go dancer. And they sort of pan the camera up towards the...
she's dancing in a cage.
In the suspended cage that she's dancing in. And I'm looking at this and I'm like, is no one noticing all the jumper cables attached to this cage?
Yeah, it would have been really easy to wire up for sure.
Yeah, that one. And also very obvious.
Yeah.
Like when she got in the cage, did she not notice that there were jumper cables hooked up to this thing?
It's a dark nightclub. There's a bunch of boobies flip-flying around. Your attention is otherwhere. Otherwhere. Otherwhere.
Otherwhere. And then as he's going to hit the little plunger or the thingy to zap the go-go dancer, doesn't work.
Yeah, to Frank Zappa the go-go dancer.
Well, he said, what the? And then the feds come right in and catch him.
Yeah, the guy that fires him is leading the charge for some reason.
Yeah, and they get him. And then I go, I guess somebody did notice the jumper cables. Somebody called the cops. Like, hey, somebody rigged up jumper cables to this thing. I think it might be dangerous. And so they get him. And he's arrested. And then, of course, the timing is just perfect.
Because the state legislation has been overturned.
Yeah. Reinstated the death penalty. Just in time.
Here's the most unrealistic part of this show. How quickly the government works.
Yeah.
Like, no way.
Right.
No way does the government work that quickly to be like, you guys don't like the death penalty? It's gone.
Wait, you want it back? Okay.
You love it? It's back. Like, the government just doesn't work that quickly. No. Ever. No. In any country ever.
Nope. Nope.
The wheels of bureaucracy grind society to a halt.
And then you get the sort of the irony of the episode, right? Which is the beginning of the episode, he says, oh, they're all the same when they're coming to me, right? The governor's going to call. They shouldn't be here. They're all the same. It's always the same. Mm-hmm. And he sort of makes himself out to be different and above that the whole time.
Well, because he's just...
As he's getting his little perp walk down to the electric chair, he's crying that the governor's going to call and that he shouldn't be there.
You guys know me. You know me. And I'm different. I'm not like them.
Yeah. And then, he gets...
They execute him.
They toast him.
And they give him the double zap.
Yep. So there, you get the irony of the whole thing.
Now, the interesting thing, another point by Cage, when they're talking and he's like, if you put executions on TV, the whole world would watch and they'd love it. They also prove that in the episode, right? Like, it's like when that was said, I was like, bullshit, like no fucking way. Like, that's way too macabre. Like, I don't know. It wouldn't be that well watched, but then every execution that is shown, whether in the fucking chair or otherwise, is shown completely from start to finish.
Yep.
Like, no looking away. It shows you those horrifying moments where people beg for their lives and stuff like that. And they show it in its entirety and you sit there and you watch it.
Yeah.
And despite the fact that you may have been thinking, that's not true, you sit there and you watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like...
incredibly insightful of her.
She's insightful.
Yeah. I noted that, in my personal opinion, there should never be... Like, the government should not be in the business of executing people.
Well, no.
We shouldn't be doing it. It's not a deterrent. If it were a deterrent, it would have deterred something, and it doesn't. And we need to just stop that nonsense.
Have you not stopped that nonsense?
Oh, no. We have the death penalty all over the place here.
My God.
It's everywhere, man. Yeah. Including the federal government.
Well, a lot of people believe that their tax dollars shouldn't be paid to house criminals that do horrible things, but on average, executing people is actually a lot more expensive and comes right out of your tax dollars, so...
Yeah, it just goes back to that weird fetish that people have with death, and that, like, you see somebody commit a crime... And you think it's so heinous that you then think that that person who committed the crime also deserves to die. And I don't think that's the case.
Can I read something that Cage texted me today?
Yeah.
Whoever fights monsters should see to it that in the process he does not become a monster. And if you gaze long enough into an abyss, the abyss will gaze back into you.
That is true.
Who said that?
Who said that?
Oh, that was RF. Be careful what you're looking at, because it might be looking back. No, it was Friedrich Nietzsche.
Well, that's, I mean...
And very much applicable to this specific episode.
But also specific to certain current events that are happening in the world right now.
Sure, of course. It's widely applicable. I feel like I could do the Crypt Keeper's laugh.
Can you?
I don't know. I've never tried.
Try it now. You pretty much nailed it. That's pretty dead on.
This whole time we've been talking about it, I was like, I think I can do that. I think I can approximate it.
My question for you is, at the end of the episode, as the Crypt Keeper is wrapping this thing up, he's sitting in an electric chair.
Yeah.
And he's pulling the lever himself on himself.
Electrocuting himself over right? and over again.
Electrocuting yeah. himself. And he gets to the point where it's not like he's like already dead, so there's no impact, which I think is what they initially were getting at. But right at the very end, he's like coughing and like, like it's clearly having an impact on him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why does he keep doing it?
I think he loves it.
Yeah. He's weird.
I think he's kind of being like the executioner himself and just being like, I fucking love this shit, dude.
I have a trivia game for you.
Oh,
based on this nice. Show.
I feel like this is going to be a really succinct episode where we don't travel too far from the topic and we get it done in excellent time.
The normal amount of time.
Yeah.
Okay, question one. Which of these films was not originally planned to be a Tales of the Crypt film? We got four movies. Okay. Which one wasn't planned to be a Tales from the Crypt film? A, okay, Death Becomes Her. B, The Frighteners.
The Frighteners was.
C, From Dusk Till Dawn.
From Dusk Till Dawn was.
D, Bordello of Blood.
Bordello of Blood is. So, I guess it's A?
It is A, Death Becomes Her. There's another film made by Robert Zemeckis.
Zemeckis?
And he was producing Tales from the Crypt at the time, and so drew a lot of inspiration from that work, but it is not related to Tales from the Crypt.
And was never intended to be.
No. Which famous animatronic's eyes were used for the Crypt Keeper's eyes?
Oh, let me think. Fuck, give me the options.
Okay, was it A, Yoda? B, Chucky?
Yes.
C, Gizmo?
It was Chucky.
D, E.T.?
It was Chucky.
It was Chucky.
Yeah.
They took the eyes out of Chucky.
Yeah. Creepy. Put them in the Crypt Keeper.
Which of these famous actors did not direct an episode of Tales from the Crypt?
I know where you got your questions from.
You do?
Yes.
Michael J. Fox?
Trivia.
Arnold Schwarzenegger? Tom Hanks? Or Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise.
It is Tom Cruise. You know all these answers because you've seen all these questions. Because you,
you know what? I didn't go all the way. I didn't go all the way through the trivia. IMDb
and looked at all the trivia.
I love the trivia. I love it. I look at it for everything that I watch, but I didn't go all the way through it.
So maybe you didn't get to this one, which is which two James Bonds?
Daniel Craig and the other one.
I can't remember. You don't know? It was Timothy Dalton was the other one.
Ah, shoot.
I had all the James Bonds. Sean Connery, Roger Moore, George Lazenby, Timothy Dalton, Pierce Brosnan, and Daniel Craig.
I'm not sure I've ever seen a James Bond movie.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Never in its entirety, for sure. I've seen a piece of the Daniel Craig one where he's in a bottomless chair and some guy's whipping him in the balls or something. Oh, yeah,
that sucks.
I've seen little bits of the one with Pierce Brosnan, but I don't know if I can remember any of it.
They're fun.
Saw all the Awesome Powers movies.
Yeah. Well, then same you've day. Seen that. You don't need to watch any of the Bond movies. It's basically the same thing. I have a gift to throw into our chat here.
Oh. I have a gift as well.
Okay.
It's hand drawn.
Oh boy, I'm a little. And I drew scared. It
while we were talking before the show.
wait, hold on. Stop! Shut up! Oh. I don't. Why don't is this doing it? This? Fuck! Sorry, I don't want to see it's your stupid gift.
It's what? A hand drawn Spook and Fritz.
Why is he saying woof?
Live, love, bark.
Why is he saying those things?
This is my special notepad. I have had it forever.
I like a Spook of Fritz.
Yeah, that's sorry.
I was trying to write a Spook'em Fritz theme song today, and it just didn't turn out. I wasted my day.
Okay, it's this and this. I like it, though. Can I have it?
Yeah.
Just photograph it and send it to me.
Okay.
Because I want to share it with the world. It's my favorite cartoon character. I wish I was a good at animating.
You are.
I'm not. I can't do animations.
What have you sent to me?
I've sent to you my gift to you.
It's a movie. It's
Cage. It's an ad for a new product that I think we should put on the merch store.
The world's okayest mom. It's the world's okayest mom. She's just okay. She's not great or bad. She's the world's okayest mom.
That's great. That's a great thing. I like that you covered up Tootie's face with a dinosaur.
Yeah.
That's a good picture of her, too. She's going to like that.
I hope she does.
She really didn't like your gift last week.
She didn't?
She said, that's really rude.
The possum made her head off?
No, she heard it today. She said, wow, jeez. Too far.
Too far. Oh, no. Now she's going to be real mad.
No, she didn't say too far. She thinks it's funny. She gets jokes.
Yeah. So that's the thing.
That's it, man.
Yeah. Next
we did it.
Next week, we're going to do something special.
I can't wait.
We're going to check the Patreon. And for you top tier Patreon subscribers, there's going to be a special invite link for you guys. So pay attention. Be on the lookout.
You will be welcome to be here in the audience while we go.
It's going to be weird.
It's going to be weird.
I don't know what it's going to, I don't know how it's going to work or what's going to happen. I think we'll be able to see stuff that you guys write. I think.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But then we're going to have a concept for it figured out by then. And I will make a better gift than just a hand-drawn Spook'em Fritz. Because this, it's no good.
Why? It's real good.
I blew my nut making a video game last week, and it's going to take me a little while.
That video game probably going to be the winner for a few weeks, I think.
It can't.
I think it kind of can.
The commercial wins this week, but we'll see what people say. It's on
domination. All right. Well, I think that's it for us. I think which one of us eats shit and which one of us fucks ourselves?
You know what? Let's both eat a bunch of shit and fuck ourselves.
Okay.
Just this week, though.
Just this
week. Next week, we'll figure out.
We'll split it up for next week. We'll figure out
a schedule.
Okay. Good, good.
From your
is he see?